First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Margot Lowe asks us to just listen to what could be.
Just thinking. Go along with me here. The passing of others is a reminder of our own mortality. But maybe we can look at this death thing in a more positive way. Let's examine what we know about it. Nothing. Hoo boy. That's going to make this harder. But rather than being afraid of the great happening, let's think of it as a day our number is called in the biggest lottery ever. So you've never won anything? Don't worry. And the prize will be more than our earthbound minds can imagine. Just picture the reunion, the crowds waiting to greet us, loved ones, friends, chanting our name, reaching out to touch us. We've made it through the grueling test of life, and it hasn't always been easy. But now, all questions have answers, and all doubts are satisfied. You'll renew acquaintances, reminisce, trade stories, catch up, explain, apologize. A joyful hiatus, while your points and demerits are being tallied to determine your program, where you go, what you'll do from here. And of course you like it here. Of course you'd rather stay. That's because you're used to it. But consider this. If you die sooner rather than later, that's less time spent dreading it. Plus, no more worry about terrorists, earthquakes, cancer, Alzheimer's, hip replacements, and nursing homes. Feel better? Didn't think so. Me neither.
Margot Lowe was a newspaper columnist in Marina. For First Person Singular, this is Laurie Korn.